Hello, I'm the host of Wild Podcast. My name is Darshawn McAway. If you typically listen to this podcast on audio-only platforms, well, rest assured, there's a link in the description that takes you to the video format of this podcast interview. Now, let's get on with our special guest.
Let's get right into it. Listen, a lot of times what gives me the accreditation, if you will, and the representation.
Hello, I'm the host of Wild Podcast. My name is Darshawn McAway. And it's going down like this.
Big Red helps me around the house. My dream car happens to be a 13 Tundra.
What's yours?
Anything else you got to say? Any words of maybe encouragement or words of hope? Hello and welcome. I'm your host, Darshawn McAway. You're tuned in to wildpodcast.me. That's wowpodcast.me. And today we have a special guest. We have Julie Ross. She's going to be talking to us about her book that came out a long time ago, might I add, Joint Custody with a Jerk, Raising a Child with an Uncooperative Ex. Julie, how are you doing?
I'm doing great. Thank you so much for having me.
No problem. And also, let me add, it's a co-author, Judy Corcoran, who couldn't be available today, but Julie is here.
Yes.
Okay, so let me get right into this. I looked at your bio, and it says that you're an expert in parenting counseling. How did that come about?
Oh gosh, you know, we're looking at a long history there. I've been doing it for over three decades. I have a background in psychology. I have a master's degree in psychology. A long time ago when I had my daughter, and she's now 35, when I had my daughter, you know, I felt pretty confident entering into the parenting realm. I thought, I got all this psychology. I know what I'm doing. And the moment that she came into the picture, I was like, I don't have a clue what I'm doing. What is this? Who's giving me responsibility for this little thing? So I began to look for information, not about like how to feed and how to, you know, how to change diapers and that kind of thing, but really how to raise a well-rounded, responsible, healthy kid who had confidence in you know, in themselves and would be able to then go on out to into the world eventually. And I discovered that actually there was some information. And so I started coalescing this information for myself, for the personal project of parenting, and discovered that a lot of the books out there talked about talked in very vague terms. And I thought, this isn't actually helpful. You know, I know, you know, I should listen, but what does that listening mean? So I synthesized it into practical techniques and skills that are learnable so that I could not only use those skills and techniques myself, but also that I could impart them to others. And that kind of started the ball rolling. I wrote my first book, which is since out of print, called Practical Parenting. And it was about raising kids between 0 and age 5, approximately. And a person who was in one of my groups at the time said, I really want you to write this book. I really want to publish it. And she published it. And then it went from there. And it's, you know, it's basically word of mouth that people hear about me. But I'm very practical, very pragmatic. You know, if it's this set of behaviors, you know, set A, then you're going to do, then here are the things that you can do to communicate, to reach the goal, the ultimate goal of having your kid become an independent, wonderful human being in today's world.
Right. So with that being said, from the joint custody aspect, did this also come off the heels of like your own personal, like, I don't know if you're divorced or not, like, did it come from that personal situation or just other people's personal situations?
Such a great question. No, I am not divorced. I've been married for 42 years to the same person. I am a child of divorce, however, so that definitely informed this this particular niche of, you know, of parenting. And really, my co-author is the one, Judy, who had a had a divorced situation and was really struggling. She originally took one of my basics classes, you know, practical parenting, to learn how to raise her daughter. And she said, you know what, a lot of these techniques are things that I can use with my ex. And that began a collaboration. And that's where this book came from. She had personal experience. I had professional experience. I mean, sadly, a lot of the people who come to me about raising their kids are not in intact marriages. Right. They're in marriages that, didn't work out. And so that formed the basis of the book, both Judy's personal experience, my professional experience, and the feeling of a real need out there to get practical information to parents who find themselves having, you know, in a joint custody, or in any kind of custodial situation.
Right.
Joint custody with a jerk was alliterative. That's why the publishers chose to use that. But it's not joint custody. It's just custody, right, with an ex that you don't agree with.
Right. And you know, and that's how I found you. Unfortunately for me, I'm going through separation, and we have a child in between us. Things are settled now, but I still have to go with the process of coping with the separation, right, in a sense, and, you know, how to be a more responsible father during this time, how to expect things on her end. And I'm pretty sure she has to go through the same type of coaching. But
yes,
when I found your book, I was just, you know, thinking about telling my own personal story on the whims of, like, how do you win, right? I was trying to trick people, right, when they think that they're winning custody, when it's like, you guys need to be in the best interest of your child.
That's
so
right.
I was online and I was trying to find out, like, who wrote these custody books, and I found yours. And I said, you know what? That's something, that title was something that I would have came up with, because that's how I felt at the time, you know?
Sure, exactly.
And so I wanted to reach out to you and say, well, hey, let me find out what it is that she knows. Because typically, at some point in life, we kind of all go through the same thing. Like, when you become a parent, you become defensive, protective, and you kind of see what other people are talking about.
Yeah.
So I just wanted to learn from you to find out, you know, how do I better myself moving forward? Because my child is extremely impressionable. She probably thinks, I don't know what she thinks, you know, sometimes. And I got to find out how to manage that. So that's why I wanted to reach out to you.
Well, thank you for doing that. I think that that's a situation that most divorced couples find themselves in, because it's all fine and good to say, you know, to say we have to keep the best interests of the child at heart. But remember, we're talking about two different people. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, your idea of keeping your child's best interests at heart may be very different from your ex's idea. And then it gets even more complicated because of the feelings that you have about the ex. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, what has a tendency to happen is that people become very polarized and stuck in a position of, it's not okay to feed our child tuna for lunch. They don't like tuna, right? And right. The other one's like, well, but fish is good for you. And I'm keeping my child, you know, it's in their best interest to have the tuna at lunch. And it becomes this very polarized situation. And what winds up happening is nobody's really paying attention to the child.
Right.
What does the child want? How does the child feel? And the more polarized parents become, and this can happen truthfully in marriages as well. Sometimes those marriages end in divorce because of the polarization. But you know, it can happen that we have our own point of view and we think we're right.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And it doesn't allow for the, it doesn't allow room, you know, that hard stance. It doesn't allow the room for the child to be a person in their own right.
Right.
And whenever parents, divorced parents, or parents in general, fight with one another, it's so critical that you have an image in your mind that, you know, the fighting is akin to weaponry. You're shooting at each other with, you know, with metaphorical guns, and your child's in the middle there. Mm-hmm. So you're really shooting at your child, not at your ex.
Right.
Or not at the other parent.
Right.
And one of the things that the book does is it gives some pretty specific instructions about how to differentiate when you have a problem with your ex, when your ex has a problem with you, when you have a problem with your child, when your child has a problem with you. Mm-hmm. Because problems have to be solved between the people that they arise, you know, within.
Right.
So what happens typically in couples, whether they're divorced or not, what happens typically is, you know, when they have two differing opinions, like let's say the child comes and says, I don't want tuna fish sandwich for lunch. Right? And daddy always makes me tuna fish sandwiches for lunch to mom. And mom immediately takes that on as mom's problem, as opposed to this is the child's problem. It's okay for kids to solve their own problems, not the big ones, but the little ones. So mom then, you know, reaches out and attacks dad. Now mom and dad are fighting and the kid's in the middle. It's also a way for kids to be able to divide and conquer. You know, it sometimes works in their favor that way. But if we look at the source of the problem, you know, and again, tuna fish sandwich is just a placeholder for many, many other things. If we look at where the problem arose, right, we have to ask ourselves, who is bringing it up? The child, right?
Mm-hmm. Right.
Who has the upset, the initial upset feelings about it? The child. Who are those upset feelings with? In this case, we're labeling dad's tuna fish making or whatever, right? The problem there exists between the child and the father.
Mm-hmm.
Mom needs to stay out of it. That's what's in the child's best interest.
Gotcha.
Mom then needs to say to the child, you know, sweetie, you know, that sounds upsetting. So acknowledge, validate the feelings, you know, and I think that's something you can talk to your dad about. Because ultimately, each individual parent needs to establish their own relationship, separate and apart from the other parent, with this child.
Right.
And so asking ourselves, or, you know, people asking themselves, to whom does this problem actually belong, can help you steer you in the right direction to solving it. I just got a lovely email from a divorced father of 25 years. And he said he ran across my book, just happened to stumble across it again 25 years later, right? And this is how long the book's been out.
Right.
But it's very relevant still to our viewers and listeners.
Right.
And he said that, you know, it was that particular technique of figuring out who has the problem that allowed him to, you know, every time his daughter went back to her mother after his visitation, the daughter would say, you know, daddy, this and that and the other thing. And the wife, you know, I'm upset at daddy because blah. And the ex-wife would call her ex-spouse and say, you know, let's say Susie. Susie's so mad at you. And the dad said, put Susie on the phone. Susie doesn't want to talk to you. Okay, well, when she's ready to talk, I'm here. We can talk about this. Mm-hmm. Well, that ended it. The wife never did that again. And 25 years later, he's got a, you know, full-grown adult child who has a child, and he's got a great relationship with, you know, both his right. daughter and his granddaughter or grandchild. I don't know how they're labeled. But so it's that kind of thing that I think in the book, there's a lot of other techniques too, but that grounds people in figuring out, do I need to jump into the fray here? Or can I take a step back? You know, is it an emergency? And let me just say, Darshan, unless blood is being spilled or your child's in the hospital, it's usually not an emergency. It's usually not a call to 911, right? I mean, it can be important and it can be urgent, but pressing the button to 911 is gets so many people in over their heads. If you can press a pause button, take a step back and think, how can I communicate effectively around this issue with my ex?
Right.
That's the goal. How can I communicate effectively?
And that's something that I gathered from, you know, reading the description of the book. So can we tell everybody, like, if you have any workshops going on, I have the website up on the screen, parentinghorizons.com. I do know that you also have a podcast, but do you have any workshops coming up?
I don't have any workshops. I counsel people privately.
Okay.
At this point. So yes, and they can reach me at parentinghorizons.com to do private counseling.
And your podcast is the Parenting Horizons podcast. It's a very good podcast, might I add. I got a chance to listen to it. Your other host, Gregory, you guys do a great job. You have some phenomenal people that come on.
Thank you. Thank you. Yeah. Greg is great. One of the original Ninja Turtles. Funnily enough, you know, that was, you know, he's an actor, but he's a dad and he's a wonderful dad. And he's, you know, he's been with me. We've been together for years, you know, professionally. So it's good.
So my last question, so I can get you on with your day is this, are you fulfilling your legacy?
It's, you know, I think about that all the time. And yes, I think, you know, modesty aside, you know, I really feel like I change people's lives. And to me, children are the most important resource we have in this country or in the world. And when parents can effectively parent them, then I've done something right. And you know, I will die, not hopefully not soon. Right. I will die satisfied knowing that, you know, if I even made one child's life better through parents counseling, that's good enough.
That's good. Well, I want to thank you for your time. I greatly appreciate you. I also want to thank you for taking a step out to try to make the world a better place in itself by giving advice to parents who are trying to raise productive young children to become adults. So again, thank you for your time. And thank you for joining Wild Podcast. It's an honor and a pleasure to speak with you.
My pleasure, Darshan. Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you as well.